U.S. lawmakers strike a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus deal. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. After 5 days of negotiations in Washington, Senate leaders and the White House reached agreement in the wee hours of this morning on a plan to alleviate the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described it as a wartime level of investment.
It will deliver historic relief to Main Street America so more small businesses can survive this and stabilize key national industries to prevent as many layoffs as possible, while keeping big companies accountable, as both sides have sought to do. And of course, it will push major relief to hospitals and healthcare providers, invest in new medicines and vaccines so we can beat this virus faster.
Well, full text of the plan and a vote in the Senate are expected later today, but progress is already sending relief through global financial markets. S&P 500 futures are up more than 2% this morning. European shares are rising between 3 and 4%. Japan's Nikkei jumped 8%, and China's Shanghai Composite Index rose 2%. That rally in Asia came as the Chinese province of Hubei began to relax months of coronavirus lockdown restrictions today. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell has more from Beijing.
Well, finally, after months of being locked down, people in Hubei province, other than Wuhan city, as long as they pass a sort of health check, can leave that province. Three airports at least have been opened. And we saw scenes of people in their cars. There were cheers as people could finally get out of there.
Now, there are still limits on who is allowed to travel, though, right? If you want to leave, you have to have a green health code from authorities. How does that work?
The easiest way to do it is there's like a phone app, and you put in certain pieces of information, how you can show that you don't have the coronavirus. It'll come up, ding, with a green tick. If you have that green tick on the phone app, you're allowed to travel.
Relief, I'm sure, for so many people there. How confident is the government about being able to contain and control any further infection rates as people start to move around now?
Well, the big worry, of course, is in terms of people coming in from overseas and travelers bringing the coronavirus back to where it started. International flights aren't even initially stopping in Beijing. All of those flights have been sort of rerouted to other airports. You stop there first, you go through a screening procedure, then only when it's been determined that you don't have the coronavirus can you get back on the plane and fly into the capital.
Slivers of hope and a little improvement there in China. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Well, as restrictions in China ease, India has entered its first full day of a three-week lockdown. The country, with a population of 1.3 billion, has recorded 560 cases of COVID-19 and 10 deaths. In a speech, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said if India does not handle the 21 days well, the country will go backwards by 21 years.
There will be a total ban on venturing out of your homes. Every state, every union territory, every district, every village, and every locality is being put under a lockdown.
The BBC's Aranade Mukherjee explains how these new rules will impact the nation's residents.
There have been heartbreaking visuals that have been coming in of migrant workers. 90% of India's workforce works in the unorganized sector. There have been visuals and reports of migrant workers who've traveled from villages to various cities to work, trying to desperately get back home to their villages. But the borders have been sealed. Public transport has been shut down. The railways has stopped functioning. So there were visuals of many people actually trying to cross the borders on foot, trying to find some place to take shelter and set up a temporary camp. We are yet to hear from the government whether they are making any kind of additional arrangements for these people, because every state is reporting similar complaints, especially by migrant workers.
The BBC's Aranade Mukherjee reporting from India's capital, Delhi. As coronavirus case counts rise around the world, health systems are under increased strain. Companies in the aerospace, automotive, and healthcare industries have been answering the call to ramp up production of ventilators used to treat patients who become critically ill. The BBC's Theo Leggett explains how Britain's motorsports industry is doing its part.
ProDrive's main business is racing. This company, based in central England, has built cars to race in Formula One, but now it wants to make ventilators, as spokesman Ben Sayer explains.
We have the similar sorts of skills and manufacturing capability that we believe would be useful to build ventilators. There's a lot of things a lot of similarity in terms of components like actuators and valves and electronics that actually you need on the ventilators. So we have seen a list, and I think we were able to tick something like 80% of the boxes to say, yes, we have that capability.
Look through the factory and you can see what he's talking about. Chief Engineer James McGeeky shows me a so-called clean room, a dust-free environment that resembles a hospital ward.
We've got white walls, we've got doors that keep the pressure in, we've got sticky mats to take any contaminants off your feet.
Mr. McGeeky says the factory has almost everything it needs to build ventilators on site.
We can do metal fabrications, 3D printings in plastics, through to making our own wiring harnesses or cables. We can actually engineer, design and manufacture quite a lot of content within our own environment.
If Britain is to have enough ventilators to meet demand when the crisis is at its height, speed will be essential. And as the country's motorsport businesses would put it, speed is exactly what they do. In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
Finally, here's a top tip from the UK's communications regulator for working from home. Turn off the microwave. It says that kitchen devices reduce Wi-Fi signals, so positioning routers as far away as possible will avoid interruption. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.